So, what was the inspiration behind this show?
So the impetus was when I was having like a bit of a hard time and I was scrolling on TikTok and I scrolled onto this video of this young 5-year-old girl taking her last breaths, essentially. And the whole video showed her dying, which I thought was insane to be watching on TikTok, especially 7 a.m. on the way to work, amongst, ads for Princess Polly and all of these things. And I was kind of shook by that experience. And then I took stock of how much of that content I was actually receiving. And I thought it would be a good deep dive into maybe making a show out of it.
Well, recently in the UK and the US, they've put in certain rules that increase age restrictions and age verifications on social media. Do you think this will make shows like yours less relatable, or will it increase the relatability?
I think it'll increase the relatability. I also don't know how those things are actually going to come into fruition, especially with our under 16 ban kind of rolling out, I think, in the next couple of months. I think if you prohibit something, people will just find an alternative way. And I actually think that alternative way will be perhaps darker than the one that we have. The internet is there, it's huge, it's big. Children are going to find a way to get on it. So I think it'll actually make it a bit more relatable.
It seems as though no matter how much people try to curate their algorithm, they keep getting bombarded. Aside from making an award-winning solo show, how would you recommend people manage these feelings of overwhelm?
I guess the simple answer is put your phone down, but I also kind of discuss this in the show or explore this in the show. It's not really that simple. We're so tied to our phones and we get such a dopamine hit of watching all of these things. I think a way to combat that feeling of overwhelm is like maybe one, make a show about it, really interrogate it, or two, it's that classic saying of go and touch grass, but I think realizing that that's not reality necessarily, and try and diversify your algorithm if you can.
Go and touch grass is a great saying.
Classic, yeah, it's the old classic. You can touch grass with your phone in hand, but just make sure you have a good balance, I guess.
You've performed this show at other Fringe festivals, debuting it at Melbourne Fringe last year and performing it at Adelaide Fringe and Fringe World Perth. How is it like performing at Fringe?
Fringe is great. I've performed in Fringe with a bunch of other shows. I like the model. It works for the kind of work that I make, and it's a great starting ground to debut new work and kind of test it on an audience in a kind of grubby way. So I really like it for that. I'm excited to do Sydney Fringe. I've never done Sydney Fringe before, so I'm not exactly sure what that model's going to be like, but I imagine it'll be somewhat similar.
And a slightly lighter question to send us out. Aside from doom scrolling, what are your pre-show rituals?
My pre-show rituals are actually not looking at my phone because you never know what's going to make you spiral before a show. Taking 3 big deep breaths and yeah, I guess just centering myself so I can really be someone that absorbs the audience on stage and really listening to them.